Tuesday night or Liyud Zayin Kislev. Washing dishes on Shabbos. Okay, so we talked about Hachana yesterday. Now we'll talk a little about something that comes up very often, and that's washing dishes on Shabbos, which is also to do if you don't need the dishes anymore for today and you're washing it essentially for tomorrow, or to save time tonight on Motzei Shabbos, or to save Tircha Motzei Shabbos. Now there's a few dinim that are relevant when it comes to washing dishes. For example, there's a din that if you need, there's a kula that's brought down, that if you need, let's say, one plate for today, you need a plate, you're going to need for Shalshuris, you're going to need a plate. So you can wash 10 plates, because Kol Zman you don't pick one, so each one might be the one you need. So that's brought down. That's how we paskin that's a valid heter. There's makom to be machmir. There's makom to be machmir, but there's such a kula. So lechora koshkein, if you have other dishes and you really don't need this one that you're washing, but lechora it's a koshkein that you could wash the dish, let's say, and use it by shalshudis. And there's makom to be machmir because your real purpose is that you shouldn't have three dishes to wash tonight or two, so you'll have one. So there's makom to be machmir, but you could be makil and use either. Again, it's like the bigger chiddush is that if you need one, you can wash 10 as long as you don't pick one out yet. So you can wash 10 because each one might be the one. It's a tremendous cooler, but it's brought down. And koshkein, if you have clean dishes, you can wash one. Now, to rinse it out now is there's a cooler. Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasov brings it down. I don't know what if people are aware of what the cooler is. It's that. If the intention is that you want to make your life easier tonight, so you're rinsing it off now so that it'll be easier to wash now, so that's osur. That everybody's mind, it's osur. What the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasov brings down is that you want it to stay the way it is now. So that's not called hachana. In other words, to be moneya, that it shouldn't, let's say, cake and harden, and it'll be harder tonight, so you're doing something to be moneya or shinui in the present matzav. That's his kula. A lot of achronim hold not like that, that it's still hachana. But that's what he says. To be moneya or shinui in the present matzav, that's the reason for the kula. But if that has to be the case, that it would, that has to be true, that the present matzav would change, and you're being moneya the present matzav from changing. But just to say that I'm not really washing it, I'm just rinsing it, and it just so that it shouldn't be hard tonight, that in itself would be, it shouldn't be difficult tonight, that in itself would be hachana. The kula is that what you're doing is being moneya the matzav from deteriorating, and that he suggests is not called hachana. Okay.